Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 240.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 240. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. So over the next week, if you're listening today, this will be Monday, and essentially this is going to be the first episode in a small mini series that I always like to do. I've actually never released it on the podcast, which I think is really cool. And during a big release, we're about to release these playbooks inside of Jazz Piano School and this new line of education that I'm calling playbook courses. These are going to be compact and easy ways to learn the path, learn the plan, the step-by-step process for lots of different jazz piano categories like blues. What's the plan to learn the blues? What's the playbook, right? What's the playbook for improvisation, for comping, styles, playing tunes, practicing? All these playbooks are going to give you that compact and easy path that you can follow to really start to get a really solid grasp on how to approach these categories, learn them, and start to make some serious progress in your playing, okay? We're releasing these on Black Friday, and like I said before, anytime we do a major release, like a new line of education, a new course, anything like that, I always like to get back to the basics of education. I like to kind of revisit my story because it is the motivation and it's the heart and backbone of all of my passion, all of my motivation, I should say, to create Jazz Piano School, create the education that I do, because I've had some serious downfalls, right? I've had some serious failures learning jazz piano and going on this journey. It's been really, really, really hard for me at times. And I really resonate with all of you. And sometimes I think that can get lost very easily because people listen to the podcast, they, you know, watch me on YouTube and in my courses and stuff like that, if you're a member. But I always want you to know that I've been in the place that you are at right now, and it's not easy. And I feel it. Like, I feel your pain. I resonate with the doubt that happens. I resonate with the frustration. And so this particular podcast is going to be number one in this mini series that I'm creating. And this first episode is about the major thing that literally, this one thing that almost crushed my entire jazz piano dream, almost completely destroyed my jazz piano dream, right? So what you're going to hear is going to be me speaking about my story and kind of just talking, right? Just talking about my story, revamping, revisiting a lot of the things that I've experienced in my jazz piano journey growing up. And, you know, it'll be very insightful for you to listen to. It'll be definitely a different, you know, twist, a different angle from what I'm sure you're listening to, like the lessons, like, okay, now here's your voicing and try. This isn't what this is about. This new episode series, this mini series, it's going to be three episodes again, is going to be diving deeper into the feelings, the intention, the whys, the problems that I've experienced in jazz piano education, which led me to create solutions and systems and fix these gaping holes that I went through, you know, in my journey that caused me so many issues. And like, just, I can be bitter about it. I don't like to be, but like, it still affects me to this day personally, you know, when I see this and feel it happen. And this is exactly why I created Jazz Piano School, for this reason, like to help others not have to go through what I went through, to help others get an easier path, to save you 10 years, to save you thousands of dollars that I blew on my own jazz piano education without getting anything in return. So you can see I'm already jumping on my soapbox here before the episode even starts, but Let's hop into this episode. Again, you can kind of just drive your car, you can work out at the gym, you can go for a walk. There's nothing you really need to do in this particular episode, but just listen, right? Just listen, take it in. Think about how it resonates with your own story, your own journey, playing jazz piano, and what you've encountered with jazz piano education, and just jazz education in general too. And I have a feeling, I have a good feeling that a lot of the things that I'm going to be talking about in this particular episode are going to resonate and hit home very hard with a lot of you. All right. That being said, let's jump right in. Here we go. Hey there, it's Brendan from Jazz Piano School. In this episode, I want to share with you the one thing that almost completely tanked my jazz piano pursuit from the very start, because I think it's extremely important for all students to know and be aware of. Now, if you know my backstory, I studied jazz piano since I was 15. I started by learning on my own. I went through essentially everything that you've probably gone through to try and get better, all right? So I know exactly what the journey is like because I've been there, trust me. Now, I started by playing transcriptions of jazz tunes, and I spent about a year just playing transcriptions and watching videos, trying to make sense of all the jazz information and just piece it together. So, long story short, I spent a year trying to figure out how to play jazz piano because, you know, everyone I talked to, they just told me to transcribe and play transcriptions. That's all they told me. Finally, I got an actual teacher and I studied for about 3 years. And after spending over $10,000 on my teacher, I had learned just three tunes and I could only copy other people's solo. So I couldn't play jazz on my own without reading music. Finally, after getting my four-year jazz piano degree and creating my own education system with all the material I had learned, but in an organized and structured way, I actually started finally seeing the results I had always wanted. And you know what? I realized I had made a significant breakthrough by using language learning concepts from my French class and actually applying them to how to learn jazz, right? So this is something that I could really use to reach my full potential and play the way I'd always imagined, which was amazing. Not to mention teach and help other students at the same time. Now, the whole jazz piano, like gigging, leading a trio, playing in groups, right, performing at different venues, concert halls, and teaching lifestyle, that was always my dream. It's something I always wanted to do. And it took me a really, really long time, but I finally made it. I played at SF Jazz, Monterey, jazz clubs, beautiful concert halls, big bands, and more, all the while teaching and doing masterclasses around the nation. And one of the things that most people don't know is back in the early days, when I was first starting jazz piano, was that there was this one thing, like I said before, that almost ended my entire education and brought me this close to giving up. That thing was the lack of organization and structure when learning jazz. Now, of course, I was studying history, math, English in school, and they all had something that jazz did not: a learning curriculum. I was shocked, right? Everything was so unorganized and nebulous. Everything I was taught felt completely random. Like the teacher was just kind of making up stuff on the spot, or better put, teaching me on the spot. There was never a plan of any sort. There was never much structure to any of the lessons, anything I was learning. I never really knew what I was learning and how it connected to the other parts of jazz. Now, after reading through books, watching movies, and thousands of YouTube videos, I thought my feelings might change. But you know what? They didn't. And the worst part of all was I was barely making progress. So, if you've been learning jazz piano for a long time, you've probably used a lot of the same methods that I used back in the day, right? I used to study privately with a teacher, like I just said. I would go to his house once a week. I would sit there. I would watch him play tunes and improvise. I'm sitting on the side. And I recorded the lessons on my tape recorder. Now, after watching him improvise for an hour and show me voicings and licks I could use over chords and tunes, right? I would go home, I'd pay him, go home, and I'd listen back to everything I heard, and I would try and play what he played. This essentially was my feeble attempt at learning jazz.
I owned all these jazz books, and I would read them and try and find out what my teacher was playing. Now, back in the day, there was no online jazz piano website for me to learn from, right? There was no websites of any kind. There was no apps. I had to spend all this extra money, all this extra time trying to piece together everything on my own. And my teacher, you know, God bless his soul, he would give me a very basic rundown of some things, but he would mostly play, and I would just try and figure it out, right? Now, obviously, I would listen to albums and transcribe solos and try and play what I heard, but I really had no idea what I was playing or what I was doing. So I had essentially one teacher, I had lots of books, I listened to albums, and that was it. Now, I remember being 3 years into my lessons, as I mentioned before, and after having spent $10,000 and thinking to myself, you know what? This is impossible. Like, this is absolutely impossible. I haven't made any progress. I don't understand any of this, nor can I use it on my own like I had wanted. You know what? I did end up quitting for an extended period of time. But fortunately, I just couldn't stay away. And luckily, here I am. So I finally created my own learning system that gave me structure and helped me see actual results so I could play the way I had always imagined. And so if you're in the beginning stages, you should be very thankful you're getting started today and not in 1996, because back then, let me tell you, it was so much harder. But even today, I see all of this happening all the time, and I see students like you and I struggling in the same ways. Now, it's not because there isn't enough education out there. I hope you know that. The internet obviously completely solved that problem, you know, by a lot, a landslide. It's the lack of structure and organization. It's the lack of a plan that actually robs students of their jazz piano dream, just like it did for me. Now, just because you have an overwhelming amount of resources now, right, with YouTube, Google, it doesn't mean you're going to know how to put everything together. It's almost more confusing than ever nowadays with the internet, with all this information. So what do most people do is they turn to YouTube, blogs, jazz piano education websites to learn jazz piano, right? And some students get a teacher as well. And there's a couple of really major problems with most of these solutions, which I'm gonna explain in the next episode. But even with YouTube, you still need a way to organize all the information, structure it so it's right for you, right? A lot of times, you'll be watching a video that's way too hard. Then you go to the next video, and it's way too easy. Now, how are you supposed to get the right information in the right order? It's obviously nearly impossible, simply because there's just so much of it on the internet today. So you may have a teacher right now, right, to help guide you and lay out some sort of plan. But even with teachers, it's really hard to see the full blueprint. You go lesson by lesson by lesson. You don't really ever get to lay your eyes on the full curriculum. And unfortunately, the teacher may not even know what they're going to teach you in the next lesson or what the path even looks like themselves, right? So this and the lack of structure, like I said, was the biggest reason that I almost got stripped of my entire jazz piano dream, because I did end up quitting, but luckily I came back to it. Now, in the next video, I'm gonna go into the details and share the four mistakes that jazz piano websites, videos, and teachers, and all of jazz education are making, okay, when they teach their students. Now, these mistakes are literally robbing you of your progress while probably draining your bank account at the same time. I mean, I paid $10,000 because you're paying for education that is really not helping you get better. Like I said, just like I did for 3 years. And the worst part of it is you probably don't even know it. This is exactly what I'm gonna share with you in the next episode. So if you're not using Jazz Piano School and you're learning through YouTube, right? Or maybe you have a teacher like I did, or you're using an app like iRoPro, or you have tried some online jazz piano sites, because we both know there's a ton of websites out there, right? You're probably trying to sift through all the education right now and put it together in some way, shape, or form. And the chances are, you're still really confused and you aren't making much progress, because that's where most students get stuck, right? And that's exactly where I was stuck, like I just shared. And the worst part is, I didn't even realize there was another way. I didn't even know that there was a better way of learning so I could accomplish my jazz piano dream. And most students don't know that. And again, if you're just getting started, these small educational differences can literally be the difference between you succeeding and being able to sit down at the piano and play jazz piano the way you've always dreamed of and actually be proud of it. Proud to play for your family, proud to play for your loved ones, proud to play for your friends or perform, right? Or even if you're already playing, you might feel like you have some holes in your performance and something is just missing. It's just missing, right? You know you can get more from your jazz piano education to help you make some new significant breakthroughs. And you know what? I believe I've identified what those couple things are. And the good news is, again, in the next episode, I'm going to explain exactly what they are. So hopefully you can just go in and fix them. But the even better news is, like I said, I think I've figured out the solution here at Jazz Piano School. And literally, we are in the midst of releasing what I think is going to be one of our biggest releases in the last couple years. I'm very, very excited. And because of this release, I'm very excited because I think I've solved this problem that so many jazz piano students are either struggling to get started because the lack of a plan or map or structure curriculum and the understanding of education and how to practice it and piece it together. Because we all know when we're learning off YouTube or jazz piano sites that just have us copying and playing transcriptions of tunes, showing us instead of actually teaching us, we all know something just isn't right. If we were to open up to a brand new tune and sit down at a piano with just the lead sheet, would we be able to play that new tune and make it sound amazing, make it sound like we had been playing it for years? Probably not. Probably not. Most of the education out there gives us a false sense of reality, unfortunately. But I figured out a way to plug all those holes and let you learn jazz piano in a way that's extremely clear and produces more results so you're playing better than ever, but with ease. So again, this is episode one in this short little mini series that I'm creating. And if you're listening on the podcast, the other episode will drop soon. I think it's going to be a couple days from now. But keep an eye on your phone for that update. And again, if you're watching this on YouTube or on our special landing page, right? Just come back to this page in a couple days. And again, you're going to see the next episode where I'll cover the four hidden mistakes that 99% of all jazz education contains. And with that being said, I hope you have a wonderful day. And I'll see you in the next episode.